Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. Free trade agreement between India and four EFTA countries comes into effect today. Death toll from 6.9 magnitude earthquake in central Philippines rises to 31. Former Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila sentenced to death in absentia for war crimes and treason. Yemen's Houthi militants claim responsibility for attack on Dutch-flagged general cargo ship Minerva Gracht, which caught fire in Gulf of Aden. And in cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 59 runs under DLS method in ICC Women's World Cup opener in Guwahati. India-European Free Trade Association, EFTA, Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, will come into effect today. In a statement, Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the agreement was signed on 10th of March last year in New Delhi. EFTA is an important regional group with several growing opportunities for enhancing international trade in goods and services. EFTA countries are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland, and among them Switzerland is the largest trading partner of India, followed by Norway. Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement is a modern and ambitious agreement that incorporates for the first time in any free trade agreement FTA signed by India, a commitment linked to investment and job creation. More from our correspondent.
The agreement focuses on market access related to goods, trade and facilitation and investment promotion, market access on services, intellectual property rights, trade and sustainable development. Under it, EFTA's market access covers 100% of non-agri products and tariff concession on processed agricultural products. The agreement also offers binding commitment of $100 billion investment in India in the next 15 years. It will also facilitate generation of 1 million direct jobs through such investment. The TEPA will empower India's exporters by providing access to specialized inputs and create conducive trade and investment environment. This would boost export of Indian-made goods as well as provide opportunities for service sectors to access more markets. Vidhanand Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
According to the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, a dedicated EFTA desk has also been operational since February this year, which is a single-window mechanism for investments facilitation to support EFTA businesses in investing, expanding and establishing operations in India. The desk will also act as a primary channel for fostering continuous business-government dialogue, ensuring continuous engagement between India and EFTA partners. The death toll from a magnitude 6.9 earthquake in the central Philippines has risen to 31, local media reported, citing reports from the Cebu Provincial Information Office. The report from DZMM Radio came as rescuers searched for casualties in the province after last night's quake damaged buildings and roads and knocked out power in parts of the region. Disaster Mitigation Officer Rex Yigot said that the epicenter of the earthquake, which was set off by a local fault, was about 17 kilometers northeast of Bogo, a coastal city of about 90,000 people in Cebu province. Former Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila has been sentenced to death in absentia for war crimes and treason. He has been accused for supporting the M23, a rebel group who have wreaked devastation across the country's eastern region. The ex-president denied the charges and rejected the case as arbitrary and said the courts were being used as an instrument of oppression. His current whereabouts are unknown. The 54-year-old Joseph led the country for 18 years after succeeding his father Laurent, who was shot dead in 2001. Kabila, who served as president from 2001 to 2019, handed over power to President Felix Tshisekedi in 2019, but they later fell out and Joseph Kabila went into self-imposed exile in 2023. Yemen's Houthi militants have claimed responsibility for an attack on the Dutch-flagged general cargo ship Minerva Gracht, which caught fire in the Gulf of Aden. The Houthis' military spokesperson said that Monday's attack was carried out by a cruise missile. The strike injured two sailors and forced a helicopter evacuation of the ship's 19 crew members, according to the EU Maritime Mission, Aspides, and the vessel's operator. The Iran-aligned group has launched numerous assaults on vessels in the Red Sea since 2023, targeting ships that they deem linked to Israel and what they describe as solidarity with Palestinians over Israel's war in Gaza. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Indonesia, at least 91 students remain trapped in concrete rubble almost 2 days after an Islamic school building collapsed, said authorities. More than 300 rescue workers are desperately working to free survivors. This morning, the structure fell on top of hundreds of people, mostly teen boys, who had been performing afternoon prayers on Monday at a century-old Al-Khuzini Islamic boarding school in East Java province. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the White House is weighing actions to crack down on drug cartels coming by land from Venezuela. The Trump administration has also deployed warships to the Caribbean. Pentagon has built up a force of more than 6,500 troops in the region, reported the Daily. His remarks followed recent U.S. military strikes in international waters in the southern Caribbean, targeting boats that the White House alleged were transporting illicit drugs from Venezuela. According to U.S. accounts, as many as 17 people aboard three vessels were killed in these strikes. At least four Baloch civilians were forcibly disappeared by the Pakistani forces in Balochistan amid an escalating wave of enforced disappearances across the province, PAK, the Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department stated yesterday. The rights body mentioned that on September the 27th, Pakistani security forces abducted two residents of Gilli Buleda in Kech district. Murajan, a daily wage labourer, was forcibly disappeared while on his way to his agricultural field, while Abdul Hakim was abducted from his home in the same area. India started their ICC Women's World Cup 2025 campaign with a win against Sri Lanka in Guwahati last night. More from our correspondent.
The Harmanpreet Kaur-led side overcame early hiccups and sealed a 59-run win via DLS method. All-rounder Dipti Sharma scored a composed half-century and took a decisive 3-wicket haul. For Sri Lanka, it was a case of missed opportunities. Having put India into bet, they had the game in their grasp when Harmanpreet Kaur and company slipped to 124 for 6 with 4 wickets, falling in the space of 2 overs. But sloppy fielding let them down as the Indian middle and lower order capitalized to post a challenging 270-run target in 47 overs. After rain interruptions spanning nearly 90 minutes reduced the contest to a curtailed affair. In reply, Lankan skipper Chamari Attappattu looked ominous, striking the ball cleanly in her 43 of 47. But after her dismissal, the innings lost the momentum and eventually ended at 211 in 45.4 overs. Playing without senior pacer Renuka Singh, India's bowling unit showed promise with Deepthi leading from the front. The new ball duo of youngster Kranti Gaur and Amanjot Kaur struck with a wicket apiece. Ably marshalled by Deepthi, the three-pronged spin attack extracted sharp turn from a dry surface that had stayed under covers for over an hour due to rain interruptions. Komudi Parekh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Free trade agreement between India and four EFTA countries comes into effect today. Death toll from 6.9 magnitude earthquake in central Philippines rises to 31. Former Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila sentenced to death in absentia for war crimes and treason. Yemen's Houthi militants claimed responsibility for attack on Dutch-flagged general cargo ship Minerva Gracht, which caught fire in Gulf of Aden. And in cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 59 runs under DLS method in ICC Women's World Cup opener in Guwahati. And that is the end of this news bulletin.